This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 12 Sept 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm and sunny day across Israel, perfect for any outdoor activities. In Jerusalem, the skies are clear, while Tel Aviv enjoys a mild breeze. Haifa, too, is seeing bright sunshine, making it a beautiful morning along the coast. Here are today's headlines. First, The Times of Israel reports that a New Jerusalem basketball team, Hapoel Hashisha, pays homage to six hostages slain by Hamas. Also, Ynet says Israel has killed a senior Hamas commander in Gaza earlier today, also this hour. Ma'ariv reveals Chinese aid to Iran through satellite imagery before a deadly attack on a U.S. base. Separately, Forward notes that a documentary alleging Israeli actions in Gaza received a standing ovation in Venice. And finally, I-24 News highlights new U.S. sanctions on Hezbollah and Iranian proxy networks. Here's what people are saying online. Andrew Fox, a journalist, posted earlier today that Trump's past military spending in the Middle East highlights the region's deterrence failures since 2023. John Spencer, a military strategist, cautioned earlier today against falling for psychological operations, urging independent thought. Lee Kern, an Israeli social commentator, expressed understanding of calls for Palestinian aspirations but pointed out the complicated reality after recent events. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Times of Israel's report, the new basketball team in Jerusalem, Hapoel Hashisha, honors six hostages killed by Hamas. The team, named The Six, aims to keep the memory of Hersh Goldberg-Polin, Carmel Gatt, Ori Danino, Alex Lubanov, Eden Yerushalmi, and Almog Sarusi alive. This initiative is seen as a healing gesture for the community. Turning to Ynet's report, the IDF and Shin Bet announced the death of Mohammad Yazouri, a senior Hamas commander in Gaza. He was targeted in Al-Mawasi after prior attempts on his life. This operation is part of Israel's ongoing efforts to dismantle Hamas leadership. It underscores the heightened tensions in the region. Meanwhile, Ma'ariv reports that Iran received satellite images from Chinese companies before a strike on an American base in Jordan. This information, detailed by the Wall Street Journal, suggests close coordination between the two countries. The revelation raises concerns about China's influence in regional conflicts. In a related development, Forward reports a documentary criticizing Israel's military actions in Gaza received acclaim in Venice. It features testimonies from Israeli soldiers and intelligence officers. The film's reception highlights ongoing international scrutiny of Israel's military operations. Finally, I-24 News covers the latest U.S. sanctions targeting Hezbollah and associated Iranian networks. These sanctions follow missile strikes on two ships in the Strait of Hormuz. The measure aims to curb Iran's regional influence and restrict its military capabilities. On the economic front, first, Ma'ariv Business reports a concerning development in AI research. Scientists reportedly tried to use Claude to develop biological weapons. Anthropic, the AI company, intervened to stop this research. This incident underscores the ethical challenges facing AI development. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights innovative products for the holiday season. Optical sun lenses and a versatile Soltam cooking set are expected to change consumer habits. These products showcase Israel's ongoing leadership in consumer innovation. And finally, Walla Business notes that Finance Minister Smotrich blocked a strategic agricultural proposal. The plan aimed to set a long-term strategy until 2050, but will now be revisited. This decision reflects ongoing debates about Israel's agricultural policies and future planning. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 11 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.